Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Daily Grime Podcast. I am Dustin Hoffman, and you'll notice that I don't have Justin Miller with me. So much the better for you.
You've got, instead, Seth Topol.
Woo!
I was going to do the, I was going to do a large...
Woo! There we go.
It's Tuesday.
Justin won't like that, so we'll make sure we leave that in there.
Again, a spot-on impersonation. That actually turned out pretty
good.
That
one was pretty good. Well, it's kind of hard to mess up woo, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, how's it going?
It's going. I'm, like you, having several days off here.
Yes. Well, this is our last day seeing each other until like the 28th.
Yeah. I've got tomorrow through the 27th off. Then back for 2 days to work the holiday basketball tournament, and then off again.
Yeah, I'm just doing Friday through the 27th as well. So, yeah. So I'll see you on the 28th, which is fine. Big plan. Now, what, do you have big plans when you guys have holiday get-togethers?
No. We keep things pretty quiet. Okay. It's usually just us, just me, my brother, and my parents.
Okay.
We keep things pretty quiet. But we, I think, view Thanksgiving is more of the holiday to go big,
okay.
To have more relatives involved. Christmas is more kind of a time to just, you know, everybody's got time off, so everybody's going to be in the same place, and it just seems like we have always done it where Christmas has been the quieter, more just not really doing a whole lot.
More peaceful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. More peaceful.
We'll call it more reflective and contemplative.
There we go.
Some people might call it being lazy.
I really don't do much.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't plan to, really, but I mean.
We're going to Missouri. We're going down after the snow goes through. Right now it sounds like they're backing it off just a little bit, but, you know, we ain't there yet.
Typical weather.
We'll have to wait and see. Well, you know, as soon as you hear snow in the forecast, you get those few people, like, on Facebook that always got to right away, oh, God, we're going to get 9 inches. And it's like, and I don't know where. And I don't know where they find these radar maps. It's like, you know, snowmageddon.com or whatever, you know. And some people, it's like... Really, we don't even know. It's like 6 days out, but yet someone magically knows we're going to get 9 or 10 inches of snow. I mean, come on.
It's just that sixth sense, like when somebody messes with the thermostat.
Right, no kidding.
We touched the thermostat.
Exactly. We got to put a mousetrap over the thermostat on some of those. Oh, wait, we have. Well, that's a whole other story. So if you've got those people on Facebook, Seth, that are posting like the snowmageddon, because, you know, the snow is a week away already, do you know that you can... They have a new thing now called the snooze button. For those annoying people, you just can't quite bring yourself to unfriend. It allows you to temporarily block someone's post from your feed for 30 days without them being notified. The end of the snooze period, Facebook will remind you that you'll start seeing the posts again. You can also reverse the action anytime by going into your settings. So it'll be just like waking up in the morning, just keep hitting snooze. So you activate the snooze, you just go to your drop-down menu in the top right of a post. Click the button, and just like that, you'll be able to free yourself of incessant pictures of your uncle's cat or maybe a feature you don't like on your news feed. Don't fret. Facebook is rolling out the button for all users coming out this week. So if you don't have it yet, you'll be getting it.
It's like Twitter going to 280 characters, which I like. I thought it was hilarious that people were so concerned about it. It's like now that it's happened.
They were only concerned about a select few tweeters.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
and that's all
we'll
say.
This is a great idea for Facebook.
I think so, too, because sometimes you can't get it all in 140, and 280 is usually more than enough.
Yeah.
All right. That being said, let's go look at a WTH file. How does that sound?
We got some good ones here today, it would appear.
All right. So we're going to go to Florida. Where else? Fort Myers, Florida, home of the Twins in the spring. A group of people at the Edison Mall got into a brawl. Which included a kid in a stroller. A video of the brawl was posted on Facebook and shows the group of fighting outside the Victoria's Secret store. Don't know what it was about. During the fight, a woman pushing a young kid in a stroller kicked another woman in the face. When cops arrived, the fight stopped. They were eventually called back due to injuries and interviewed the victims to file reports of simple battery. It's unclear what started the fight or the identities of those involved.
Goodness, goodness. We're heading to a cannabis club in Boston called Beantown Greentown. They rolled a 100-foot-long joint during a pro marijuana exhibition over the weekend. The joint took 2 pounds of marijuana to make and was put together in 5-foot sections. It wasn't known if the joint was actually going to be smoked. I'm guessing not, because the amount of food that would be required to feed that convention
afterward
would have, yeah, there'd be no way to pay for it. Last year, Massachusetts voted to legalize the possession and consumption of marijuana.
Oh, Dave's not here, man. Oh, good. I get to stay in Florida. 3 high school students were kicked out of school after putting window cleaner in the smoothies of several teachers. None of the teachers were seriously hurt, but one of them did get sick. One 14-year-old bag boy bragged about pouring hand sanitizer into one of the teacher's smoothies. 2 other girls were also arrested for pouring hand sanitizer into another teacher's drink because they thought it would be funny to make her sick. The girls were arrested after they laughed when the teacher said the smoothie smelt like chemicals. Teenager boy isn't facing any charges, though, at this time.
Why would you wreck a smoothie?
I don't know. I don't know how window cleaner and hand sanitizer are the same thing.
But. We'll go from Florida to Boston to Florida, now to Virginia.
All right.
A joke on a pizza box got an employee of a Virginia Pizza Hut fired. 2 teenage brothers ordered the pizza online and asked for a joke to be written on the box. Can I tell this joke?
If you have to ask, paraphrase.
The joke read, what do a pizza delivery driver and a gynecologist have in common?
We're stopping right there.
That was the question.
You can feel free to look up the punchline at your own leisure.
Yep.
And I'm just going to say right now, I haven't read the punchline yet, but I'm assuming it's something we're not going to say on this podcast.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But anyway.
You can look it up on your own time.
The employee called the family to apologize after the teen's mother found the joke inappropriate. Even though the employee apologized, she was still fired. The mother said she is being cyber bullied after the employee was fired.
Hmm.
Interesting twist.
Well, I suppose they're doing what they were told to do, you know, whatever. Because you can
check,
do that.
Check
I'm
that
reading
one out.
The, I'm reading.
Check that one out.
No. Yeah. Yep. We're not saying.
Yep.
You can look that up at your own leisure.
Yep.
We go back to Florida again. I'm 3 for today in Florida.
Florida, Boston, Florida, Virginia, Florida.
Yes. A Florida woman found out that her husband had been cheating on her. Now, she has every right to be mad. Mm-hmm. Get that. So she decided to take out her revenge by beating him with a 2x4. Yeah. Pretty savage. Wasn't known how many times she hit him, but he suffered multiple bruises on his arm. So not serious injuries. The fight was stopped by a friend who went into the room and took the piece of wood away from her. The woman was arrested and charged with battery. Ooh. Rightfully so. But so she was quite upset about that situation.
Florida, Boston, Florida, Virginia, Florida, North Carolina.
Wow, so we stay on the eastern seaboard.
An employee at a TCBY yogurt shop in North Carolina was shocked after receiving 3 boxes filled with $220,000 worth of pot. Employee said the boxes were actually meant for a P.O. box at the postal store next door. The drugs and the recipient's information were turned over to the police. No one has been arrested yet, but the officers are still looking into the incident. Always get that address correct.
Exactly. And that's your WTH file. And being we're talking about Christmas, we talked about Christmas earlier. Do you ever re-gift anything? Have you ever re-gifted before?
I have, yes.
Well, there's a hashtag going out right now called Bad Things to Re-Gift.
Oh.
So I'm looking at a few things right now. A Blockbuster gift card. I'm only going to hit a few of the highlighters. A box set of The Cosby Show.
Ooh.
Yeah. Your father's lightsaber. You Star Wars freaks out there. Voodoo dolls resembling the person you're gifting to.
Oh, my.
Let's see. More things that are hashtag bad things to re-gift. Emotional baggage. any of your children's artwork.
Oh.
A Nickelback CD.
Oh.
And my favorite one of all the things you never want to re-gift, season tickets to the Cleveland Browns.
The gift that keeps on not winning.
Exactly. All right. Well, I think that's pretty good for today. I will be with Justin tomorrow. He'll be back, and then that'll be my... Well, I got 2 more yet. You're gone tomorrow already. So,
mm-hmm.
Seth, thanks for filling in, and you have a wonderful Christmas, and We'll talk to you before the new year, possibly.
Same to you. Yeah, I'll be back for a couple days before 2018 to gloat about a Vikings win over Green Bay. And
which I like how you compared that to a movie.
Yes.
Tell the people what you
with,
did there.
With all this, the Star Wars craze right now, the Vikings going into Lambeau Field this weekend is comparable to The Empire Strikes Back, to give it kind of a Star Wars spin.
Okay.
That being that the Vikings, the Empire, are invading a frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, Hoth, taking on the Rebel Alliance, very depleted, missing some of their key pieces, what have you. For those who maybe haven't seen the movie,
spoilers,
didn't go well for the home team.
Yeah, but see, there's a difference between Empire Strikes Back. Two differences between the Empire Strikes Back. I mean, there's one similarity, I should say, and one difference. One similarity is, well, their main guy is injured. He didn't run to Dagobah. And also, people watching Empire were rooting for the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah, there is that. I had somebody, I posted that on Facebook, and I had somebody respond saying, hopefully we don't lose any AT-ATs. Due to the snow speeders, and I said, snow speeder pilot's got a bum collarbone. He can't operate the, he can't pilot the speeder, so we won't have to worry about that.
All right, well, let's hope we gut him like a tauntaun here.
40, this weekend. 41 donut. They're out for blood.
Yeah, they are. All right, well, you guys have a good one. That's going to wrap it up for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.